What do you think you've gotten out of this camp so far? That's the last day of passing camp. You and then as a team?
I think just the reps is very important for us. You know, every year I understand more and more what the coaches expect out of different coverages. And defensively, I mean, we're just getting more and more in tune with one another. And, you know, it's always a great thing to be able to get repetition over and over again, to be able to, you know, get rid of the little things, correct the little things so we can play ball.
A lot of these young guys are coming here and talking about how you've helped them and all that kind of stuff. Does that go back to when you were young? Did you have veterans helping you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you remember helping you, and what did they teach you?
Oh, yeah. When I came into the league, you know, Troy Vincent was very influential. And watching him be a pro, you know, conducting himself in the media, with the media, in the community, you know, on the how he practiced. And also on the offensive side of the ball, it was Irvin Fryer, veteran guy. And he gave me a lot of wisdom from a spiritual aspect, both of them. So I definitely had some guys that, you know, helped me understand the privilege it is to play this game, first of all, how honored I need to be, and the work ethic that it needs to happen to have a long career.
So when you help the younger guys, are you doing that kind of paying it back, or do you think that helps the team? Why do you do it?
Well, it helps the team. But I feel like I'm supposed to do that. I've been blessed to play a lot of years, and I have received a lot of wisdom from experience and from others. That I would feel it wouldn't be right for me to just keep it to myself. And in the long haul, you know, this game of football won't be here for everybody all the time. I mean, we're all gonna hang them up at some point. And if I can tell them something that's gonna help them off the field to be a better individual, then I'll definitely do that also.
How's the transition to Denver done for you and your family, getting settled, enjoying
family? I was still getting settled. I mean, that's going to, you know, even when you move anywhere, it's not going to, I've been told it takes a year or two to really, really, really settle in as far as a family is concerned. But we're settling in as a family. As for me, I'm a Bronco. You know, once I got past the fact that, you know, I was moving to another place, it's football now. I need to line up. I need to get my coverages. I need to make plays for my guys, and I need to play football. So it's football again.
What kind of reception did you get Saturday at the stadium? First time, like, really with Denver fans.
Well, I mean, they were very excited to have me here. It's a humble experience for me. You know, they were very, very jacked up at the fact of what we potentially can do as a unit. And the fact that of what I was been able to do for 13 years, they're expecting that same thing this year. So I'm going to go out and do what I can for them.
What do you still have left in your career? What do you want to do?
What do I want to do? I would love to have a ring. I would love to finish it all with a ring. You know, I would love to continue to play at a high level. I think from the onset of my career, one of the things that I've always said that I wanted to be very consistent for the duration of my career. I'm talking about from the beginning to the end. I want to play a consistent brand of ball throughout that time. And when the Lord tells me it's time to lay it, you know, to sit it down, then I'll sit it down. But that ring is the most important push for me right now.
How far is this team away from getting that ring?
We'll see. It's a day-to-day operation in with any team. But for us, I know we're young. In a lot of respect as far as learning and knowing the offense and defense. So it's going to be important for every guy to take responsibility for his playbook and know that thing so that we can go out and play. Once you're not thinking no more, you're playing football. And so we're, you know, still thinking a little bit now, but once you stop thinking, you can play football.
When did you feel like a Denver Bronco? Was it the first time you stepped here, first time you put on the jersey, or will it take maybe the first football game against another team?
I felt like I was a Denver Bronco. When we were practicing, when we got on the practice field, in the workout room, working out with guys, it's still new. I mean, you're still trying to get in, know everybody, know the strength coach, Tude, and, you know the coaches. But once I finally truly got on the practice field, we got in the huddle, and I donned on the helmet. I'm a Bronco.
There's a lot of younger guys in this team that have never been to the playoffs. A lot of the guys, especially the guys who are here the last couple of years. What can you tell them about what it's going to take?
Well, from this time of year, it's really, honestly, it's just about dedication. dedicating yourself to the potential of us doing what we need to do and to get into that, to the playoffs. And what I mean by dedication is your workouts have to be intense. You can't not work out for a period of time and think I'm just going to be all right. You can't not just think I have all the plays down and not study them. And you have to take care of your body. What that means is, you know, getting your proper sleep and eating the right thing. So I think if we're able to buy into the fact of what we can do for one another and all that is also grasped, then the potential for us to do what we needed to do is there. And that's all you can ask for, just the opportunity.
Is that happening right now?
Well, you can see, yeah, you can see it. And there's an excitement. Obviously, there's excitement here. Everything is new, pretty much. But there is this excitement. When we practice, there is an excitement to practice. And you're having a great time out there. We're, you know, battling against the offense. You know, we're battling against one another, see who can make the play, most plays on defense. So it's a fun atmosphere.
Have you seen that before, Brian, throughout your career? Have you seen that excitement at this level yet?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see that these guys are just looking forward to camp?
I don't know about looking for camp to get in here. I know I'm looking for camp to be over with so I can play the season. I don't know about looking forward to camp getting here. I think, you know, it's just important to take it. I know it's a cliche, but you have to really take it one day at a time, because there are situations and circumstances in every day that we practice that we make mistakes on, we need to correct. So that's why it's important for us to have these camps and everybody to be here, which we are. And once we get to training camp, it's the same thing. You know, we're going to go through situations and circumstances, and you go through those things, you correct the things that you may, you know, make mistakes on so that you can be better. And I think, once again, the key thing for me is, so we don't think. When you think, you're slower, your reaction. You know, you're reaction-oriented. When you stop thinking and you know what you're supposed to do, then your athletic ability shows through and you can play ball. That's what we need to get to make sure we stop thinking, and we're not thinking, and we're playing football.
Thank you, Brian.
All right.